Welcome to class session 587 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. We're studying how Israel was taken into captivity by the Assyrians and exiled. And we're studying that from 1 Kings chapter 17. And we have come down now to 1 Kings chapter 17 and verse 13, which we'll be reading in just a moment. And then following up with comments from Elam's notes on a Sunday school lesson he prepared for this material for the Sundays of May 4th, 1924. Before we get into that lesson, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now with that, let's look at our text. 2 Kings chapter 17 and verse 13. Jehovah testified unto Israel and unto Judah by every prophet and every seer, saying, Turn ye from your evil ways, and keep my commandments and my statutes according to all the law which I commanded your fathers, and which I sent to you by my servants the prophets. The notes on this say that God taught them, warned them, persuaded them, and chastised them, doing everything in mercy and love to reclaim and to save them. So, later on, he would plea in a similar way to Judah. Let's listen to some of those pleas. Jeremiah 7, verses 3 through 8. Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, Amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Trust ye not in lying words, saying, The temple of Jehovah, the temple of Jehovah, the temple of Jehovah are these. For ye thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if ye thoroughly execute justice between a man and his neighbor. If ye oppress not the sojourner, the fatherless, and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after the gods to your own hurt, then I will cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers, from old even forevermore. Behold, you trust lying words that cannot profit. Will ye steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense to Baal, and walk after other gods which ye have not known? Hear Jeremiah again in Jeremiah 18 and verse 11. Now therefore speak to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith Jehovah, Behold, I frame evil against you, and devise a device against you. Return ye now every one from his evil way, and amend your ways and your doings. Hear from the prophet Ezekiel. Ezekiel 18 and verse 31. Cast away from you all your transgressions, wherein ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will you die, O house of Israel? Hear the prophet in Ezekiel 30, verses 10 through 16. Thus saith the Lord Jehovah, I will also make the multitude of Egypt to cease by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. He and his people with him, the terrible of the nations, shall be brought in to destroy the land, and they shall draw their swords against Egypt and fill the land with the slain, and I will make the rivers dry. And I will sell the land into the hand of evil men. I will make the land desolate, and all that is therein by the hand of strangers. I, Jehovah, have spoken it. Thus saith the Lord Jehovah, I will also destroy the idols. I will cause the images to cease from Memphis, And there shall be no more prince from the land of Egypt, and I will put fear in the land of Egypt, and make Paros desolate, and set up a fire in Zoan, and will execute judgment with No, and I will pour my wrath upon Sin, the stronghold of Egypt, and I will cut off the multitude of No, and I will set fire in Egypt. Sin shall be in the great anguish, and No shall be broken up, and Memphis shall have adversaries in the daytime. You see, it was in like manner that God had bled with Israel and recounted His goodness and urged them to repent. Yet they despised His goodness. In Romans chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, we read, "Wherefore art thou without excuse, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest? For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest dost practice the same things. And we know that the judgment of God is according to truth against them that practice such things. And reckonest thou this, O man, who judgest them that practice such things, and dost the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of His goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance?" So, 2 Kings chapter 17 and verse 14. "Notwithstanding, they would not hear, but hardened their neck like unto the neck of their fathers, who believed not in Jehovah their God." That notwithstanding means, notwithstanding all God did in teaching and warning and pointing out their sins and showing the consequences, they would not hear, but as oxen under the yoke harden their necks when they're bent on going a certain direction and will not be guided in any other direction. So they were obstinate and self-willed, and stiffened their necks. Deuteronomy chapter 13 and verse 27. "Like unto the neck of their fathers who believed not in Jehovah." Well, they believed in the existence of God, but they did not believe in Him. To trust and obey God and to show confidence in Him and rely on His ways and means is to believe in Him. Instead of believing in God, they rejected His statutes, broke His covenants, followed vanity, and went after the nations of the land. Idols were called vain things, and were dumb, lifeless, powerless to bless and save. In following idols, Israel became vain and weak and helpless. Now, 2 Kings chapter 17, verses 15 through 17. "And they rejected His statutes and His covenant that He made with their fathers, and their testimonies which He testified unto them. And they followed vanity and became vain, and went after the nations that were round about them, concerning whom Jehovah had charged them that they should not do like them. And they forsook all the commandments of Jehovah their God, and made them molten images, even two calves, and made an Asherah, and worshipped all the host of heaven, and served the Baal. And they caused their sons and daughters to pass through the fire, and used divination and enchantments, and sold themselves to do that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah, and to provoke Him to anger." These verses show that Israel did not believe in Jehovah their God. They forsook all the commandments of Jehovah their God. They turned away from all that was right and good and followed all that was wrong. The molted images here were the two calves made by Jeroboam in 1 Kings chapter 12 and verse 28. Where it says, "Whereupon the king took counsel and made two calves of gold, and he said unto them, It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem, Behold thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. This is that Jeroboam who caused Israel to sin, and from whose influence and example they never turned away. The Asherah was a wooden image referred to in the above, and all the host of heaven was the sun and the moon and the stars. We read in Deuteronomy 4:15-19. Take ye therefore good heed unto yourselves, for you saw no manner of form on the day that Jehovah spake unto you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire, lest ye corrupt yourselves, and make you a graven image in the form of any figure in the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged bird that flieth in the heavens, the likeness of anything that creepeth on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is under the waters, lest thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven. And when thou seest the sun, and the moon, and the stars, even all the host of heaven, thou be drawn away and worship them, and serve them, which Jehovah thy God hath allotted unto all the peoples under the whole heaven. This host of heaven was represented by that god Baal and that sun god and Asherah. They offered their children as sacrifices and burned in the fire unto the god of Molech. In Leviticus 18:21 we read, Thou shalt not give any of thy seed to make them pass through the fire to Molech, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am Jehovah. In 2 Kings 30:10, we read, And they defiled Topheth, which is in the valley of the children of Hemon, that no man make his son or daughter to pass through the fire unto Molech. In 2 Chronicles 28:1-4, we read that Ahaz was 20 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem, and did not that was right in the eyes of Jehovah, like David his father, but he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, and made also molten images for the Balaam. Moreover, he burnt incense in the valley of the son of Hinnom, and burnt his children in the fire, according to all the abomination of the nations whom Jehovah cast out before the children of Israel. And he sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places and on the hills and under every green tree. And we read in Jeremiah 7:29-34, Cut off thy hair, O Jerusalem, and cast it away, and take up a lamentation on the bare heights. For Jehovah hath rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. For the children of Judah have done that which is evil in my sight, saith Jehovah, and have set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to defile it. And they have built high places in Tophet, which is in the valley of the son of Hemon, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I commanded not, neither came it to my mind. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith Jehovah. It shall no more be called Tophet, nor the valley of the son of Hemon, but the valley of slaughter. And they shall bury in Tophet, till there be no place to bury. And the dead bodies of this people shall be food for the birds of the heaven and for the beasts of the earth, and none shall frighten them away. Then will I cause to cease from the cities of Judah and from the streets of Jerusalem the voice of myrrh and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, for the land shall become waste. In Israel they used divination and enchantments, different methods of trying to learn future events, consulted wizards and witches and those that had familiar spirits, and used of the augury and necromancy and sorcery and those things which were forbidden. We read about that in Deuteronomy 18:10-14, that they were not to do these things, but these are the things they did, and then they sold themselves to do evil. The image is drawn from a man selling himself into slavery. We'll continue this in the next class.